Welcome to the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show with Matt Dennison. It's time to preview this week's big games in Clark and Floyd counties. The Tip-Off Show is brought to you by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling, serving Southern Indiana since 1953. Here's Matt Dennison.
And hello, welcome in. It's the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show. It's brought to you by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling, and we do this show each week. You can catch it Thursday evenings on the Big X Sports Radio. We also replay it Fridays heading into our high school game of the week to kind of set you up for what's ahead this weekend. And, of course, right out of the gate, we got to talk Jeff New Albany. It's the big game this weekend, the Skyline Chili Crosstown Showdown at the Doghouse. Always a great game, always a great matchup in these two schools, these two teams, and, of course, the communities with lots of support behind them. And we expect nothing different in this matchup between the Red Devils and Bulldogs on Friday night. Let's take a look at the full schedule for the weekend. Obviously, Friday's game between Jeff and New Albany, that highlights everything going on. But other good games and interesting games this weekend, Friday night, Providence at Clarksville. That's billed as the town championship in the town of Clarksville. Silver Creek, they look to record another conference game. They play at Eastern Pekin on Friday. Floyd Central will host Cordon on Friday. Borden and New Washington. Borden is at New Washington on Friday. That's a potential sectional matchup a few months down the line, and also a Southern Athletic Conference game as well. And Charlestown will play host to an improving Seymour team as well. On Saturday, the Red Devils are back at it again. They have Christian Academy coming to William S. Johnson Arena. So from 4A rival New Albany on Friday to 1A program with maybe some real talent and ability to make some noise this season, Christian Academy on Saturday. Charlestown at Madison on Saturday. Providence goes to Shaw Memorial in Madison on Saturday. New Washington at Clarksville. Henryville will host Trinity Lutheran. And Rock Creek, they've got a tough one. They take on number one ranked in 1A Bar Reeve on the road Saturday. No doubt about it, a good list of games. And I tell you what, coming up over the next few weeks, now that we're through the holidays and through some of the holiday tournaments, really the opportunity for some big rivalry games and games that are meaningful as far as rivalries with different communities and conference standings, as those things begin to tighten up and eventually come to a close in mid to late February. And then you even get some early previews of potential sectional games as well. So this weekend, no different than what's coming ahead. Some good ones coming up here in Clark and Floyd County High School basketball. The Tip-Off Show each week, it's brought to you by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. Since 1953, Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling has been providing experience, dependable, reliable sales, service, and installation to all of Southern Indiana. New Albany and Jeff, it without question is one of the big ones each season. This year, the Red Devils came into the year as not only one of the top teams in the area, but also the top 4A basketball teams in the state. That remains true. They are so talented, a roster loaded with college potential. But Jeff has taken on all comers. They have played a very difficult schedule to point, as represented by the four losses on their schedule as well. New Albany, very similar, taking on Carmel and Zionsville, in addition to Bloomington South and Floyd Central and some of the other good teams that they have taken on early this season. And then, of course, another headline with the game from a New Albany perspective is Julian Hunter was out in the summer. He was out again at the start of this year. Just made his return last Saturday night at North Harrison, a win for New Albany. So as he gets more acclimated with his role and his conditioning to play lots of minutes in a key game like this, you can expect Julian Hunter obviously to be even more important to this team. Let's look at what's coming up in the hour. We've got three guests joining us today. Here in just a few minutes, Jim Shannon of New Albany, who is in his 22nd year. He's experienced a lot of these New Albany and Jeff rivalry matchups. He's going to join us here in just a moment. Segment two today, Chris Moore, who's kind of on the opposite spectrum of Coach Shannon. He is in his first year as head coach in this Jeff New Albany series. So I'm curious to talk with him not only about the game and his team, but what this week has been like preparing for such a big rivalry game here in the area. We'll do that with Coach Moore of Jeff. And then later in the program, Steve Kerberg is with us. Coach Kerberg, of course, the head coach at Christian Academy. He's a former Jeffersonville assistant, so he's experienced this rivalry as well between New Albany and Jeff. So after we talk about Coach Kerberg and his upcoming game against the Red Devils, that's who he'll take on Saturday night. We're going to talk some New Albany Jeff with him as well. He kind of provides an interesting perspective on things. That's what we'll do in the show today as far as guests and, of course, lots of talk about the New Albany and Jeff rivalry game coming up here on the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show. Don't forget the Jeff-New Albany game. It's our game of the week. We'll have it for you here on the Big X. And you're going to hear some special things through this game as we come back from commercial breaks instead of our normal rejoins. You'll be hearing some recorded tributes on Charlie Jenkins, the legendary play-by-play voice for many years of Southern Indiana sports that passed away recently, and that funeral is on Friday. So stay tuned for that as well. Special day honoring a very special man in our area. New Albany Jeff on Friday night. We've got both coaches here on the Tip-Off Show, and we'll start right now with Jim Shannon of New Albany. And Jim Shannon of New Albany is with us now on the Tip-Off Show to talk about this great rivalry game on Friday that will be played at the Doghouse between Jeffersonville and New Albany. And Coach Shannon, as we've talked so many times here in recent years, it's hard to believe that this is year number 22 at New Albany, and that really it's old hat now in taking on your rival Jeffersonville. But I know that no matter how many years you're there, this rivalry game will always be at the very top of your list and the Bulldogs' list as well.
Well, no question about that, Matt. It's a game that many people look forward to. It's a game that our players look forward to, and I know Jeffersonville's players look forward to it. I think it's one of the best rivalries that there's ever been in high school sports. 22 years, that's crazy. And it never gets any easier, I can tell you that. You never want to look back and think about how many you've won and how many you've lost. All you really care about is the game at hand. And so that's where all our focus is right now, and we're really looking forward to it.
I know that each week can bring its own challenges when you're dealing with high school kids and situations, but is the Jeff week any different? Does it vary much from a normal week of practice, a normal week of preparation for your team?
No, not really. I honestly believe that you have to prepare for each and every team the same way. Now, that won't be 100% effective. It's not like you're going to do every single thing the same. But for the most part, you know, we keep our practices pretty much the same each week. How we go about dealing with the scouting report and how we're going to show kids on film what the other team likes to do and how we go about talking about matchups, just anything and everything that we do for anybody on our schedule, we do for all of them. So, you know, we don't prepare any differently for Jeffersonville than we do for the team we just played, North Harrison. So I think the reason for that is not that the Jeff game's not bigger, because the Jeff game is bigger than most every game on our schedule, just by virtue of the fact that it's such a big rivalry. You know, if you look at Duke and North Carolina, when they play at the college level, I would assume that that's a bigger game than when they play anybody else, because it's the biggest rivalry in college basketball. And so for us, relative to what we're doing, Jeff is our biggest rival, always has been. The history of it is incredible. If you look at how many we've won and lost in comparison to them, it's not exactly 50-50, but give or take three or four, it's right there. And so when you play that many games and it comes out close to 50%, that's when you have a true rivalry. So, no, we do not prepare any different. Is it different game than most? Absolutely.
Jim Shannon of New Albany joining me here on the Tip-Off Show. Lots of New Albany and Jeffersonville conversation, as you would expect, this week on the program. And, Coach, let's jump into some specific things about your team. You're coming off a nice performance, a win at North Harrison, 67-47. Caden Stanton had a big night. Trey Horrigan was solid again for your team. And probably most importantly, even though he didn't lead the team in scoring and I think just had a handful of buckets, is that Julian Hunter, senior, someone that's been on the varsity roster now for 4 years, for the first time this season made his return to your lineup after a reoccurring foot injury?
Well, there's no question about it, Matt. We were so excited to get him back. I can't tell you how elated I was personally just to watch him play basketball, you know, in practice the last couple weeks and then again in the game against North Harrison, because it had been since last year since we'd really seen him play. Now, he did come out and play preseason this year for a while and seemed to be doing okay, but we were just working out a couple times a week, you know, mostly doing skills stuff, and then that's when he came out, you know, for the regular part of the season, the 1st of November when we started our in-depth practices. That's when he got hurt again, about the third day, I believe. He had another problem with his foot. And so really never got a chance to play with Julian. And so I was so excited to watch him the other night. And just his presence, I think, lifted the play of everyone else. Hey, if nothing else, this is a tremendous statistic to look at. Julian returns, and we have zero turnovers in the game against Fort Harrison. Now, I've been doing this a long time, and I think I might have had one or two other situations where we didn't have turnovers, but I can't remember very many. And I dare say if you look at any kind of basketball across the nation at any level, NBA all the way down to elementary, I would think you wouldn't find too many nights where your team doesn't have any turnovers, because, you know, you think you're going to travel or bobble a ball or charge or throw one out of bounds or whatever. None of that happened. So, again, I think his return had a lot to do with how inspired our kids were to play, how hard we played, and how well we played.
Jim Shannon of New Albany, my guest. As we look back through games so far this season, and like Jeffersonville, New Albany has also had a very tough schedule. Carmel and Zionsville, Bloomington South, Floyd Central, Columbus North, just to name a few of teams, the better teams you faced on your schedule so far this season. It seems that in wins and sometimes in losses, different guys have stepped up. Early on in the season, Tucker Bivin had a number of really big games that got some buzz going about him as a young sophomore. And then Trey Horrigan, as you would expect a senior, he was back after a few games into the season, and he's had some very consistent numbers and some big games at times. And then Caden Stanton against North Harrison, a terrific shooting night, one of the leading scorers for your club that evening as well. Lots of different weapons that at different times seem to take the lead, at least in the scoring column.
Yeah, there's no question about that. You know, we believe we have the talent to compete with anyone, but we also know that we're a young team. When you have a young team and you have inexperience and you're relying on sophomores to you know, basically come up with the scoring for your team and be the go-to guys, it makes it pretty tough night in, night out. It's difficult for them to be consistent. So, you know, that's why Trey and Julian have to step up for us, you know, each and every night because of the two seniors. And then, of course, we're going to look to our underclassmen to also help us because they're very good players. But, yeah, it's been nice to see some, you know, flashes of brilliance that we've had on a given night. So we kind of hope that as we continue over the next 8 weeks that we can get better, our chemistry can get better, we can improve in all areas, especially defense and rebounding. And then when you look back at our schedule, yeah, we've played a lot of top 20 teams. We played a lot of top five teams. You know, Bloomington South's ranked one or two. No question how good they are. Floyd Central's in the top seven or eight. Zionsville was in the top 10, top 20. Carmel in the top 20. Columbus North is now in the top 20. You know, that's quite a list that we just went over right there. And if you look at the Sagarin rating of our schedule, you know, we're in the top 15. Now, we were, last year at this time, I think we were like second, third, or fourth in the state. So we still play a very difficult schedule. So our record might not be indicative of how well we really can play this game. We may not have the record some other teams have, but if you look at our schedule, we're playing a much tougher schedule.
Talking with New Albany coach Jim Shannon in advance of Friday night's Jeff at New Albany Crosstown Showdown Skyline Chili game. A little more about Julian Hunter. I know he's just getting back. I know that he obviously logged some minutes, and I think he had 4 or 6 points in the game against North Harrison. That said, when a player has been out and a player has had to deal with injuries as Julian had, when you bring a player back, and you've done this many years, is there a period of time where no matter how much they play, don't play, it takes them a while to fit back in, to get back in their groove, and maybe most importantly of everything, to build the stamina up to play the game at such a high level and such an aggressive level? Or is that something that after a few weeks of practice and a game or so, Julian can step into some of those long minutes and log a lot of minutes in a game for your team?
Well, we played in about 22 minutes the other night, and in practice, you know, I would say that he goes hard, he goes 100%, but I do sit him out quite a bit just because we don't want to bring him back too quickly. He feels good. He's getting on the stationary bike each and every day, either before practice if we go late or after practice if we go after school. So he's putting in the time to try to, you know, not only rehabilitate, but really he's trying to get in shape. And, you know, that takes some time. And it takes some time out on the floor to get his game legs back, so to speak. And so we'll be very patient with Julian. I didn't expect him in the North Harrison game to do anything other than what he thought he could do. And that's what he did. And it won't be any different Friday night against Jeffersonville. We'll just expect Julian to go out and do the best that he can do. And, you know, if that's a brilliant performance, that'll be wonderful. Anything less than brilliant will still be okay, because we're just trying to let him feel his way back into this thing so that by tournament time, he's 100% ready to go.
Coach Shannon, obviously you've seen this rivalry now for many years. You've been a part of a lot of victories in this rivalry as well. When you look at this Jeffersonville team and some of the talent, some of the college prospects they have, and who they are as a team at this point of the season, I'm curious your thoughts on this Friday's matchup and specifically the Red Devils, what you see in them.
Well, they're very talented, no question. They have three kids that have been offered Division I scholarships, two of which have accepted. So I don't think there's any questions you can get around the fact that if a team has three Division I basketball players on it, they're going to be pretty good. And there are other kids that perhaps aren't quite good enough to play Division I are still capable of playing at the next level and are very good players in and of themselves. So we know they're talented. We know it's going to be a uphill battle for us, but we're really looking forward to it. We think we're playing better now and think that we're much stronger with Julian back, but we got a lot of things to prove.
Jim Shannon of New Albany on this big game Friday night. Coach, thanks for the chat and best of luck.
Really appreciate it, Matt. Thank you very much.
Stay with us as the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show continues. We have Chris Moore, who is entering his first time as head coach in this big rivalry game, and he joins us next to talk about things from the Jeffersonville perspective. We'll have that and more all ahead. It's the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling on the Big X Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show with Matt Dennison, previewing this week's big games in Clark and Floyd counties. The Tip-Off Show is brought to you by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling, serving Southern Indiana since 1953. Here's Matt Dennison.
And welcome back. And, of course, this week we're going to spend so much time talking about the big rivalry game, Jeffersonville at New Albany on Friday night. We heard from Jim Shannon in the opening segment, his Bulldogs hosting this great rivalry this season. And now here in segment number two, we get the opportunity to talk with Chris Moore, the coach of Jeffersonville. And Coach Moore, obviously lots to talk about, good things with your Jeffersonville team heading into this rivalry game. But before we talk about the rivalry and before we talk about your team and how things are going this season, I wanted to talk with you about the New Albany-Jeff rivalry. I know that you may have not been at Jeffersonville until this year as the head coach, but you are someone that has been in the area as a college coach. You have recruited this area, and I know you are familiar in a different way with the Big Jeff-New Albany series that have had some terrific players and some terrific games over the years. As you enter this rivalry on Friday night for the first time as the head coach, when you hear or have heard in past years Jeff and New Albany are playing on Friday night, I'm curious, as a basketball guy and a coach through and through, what your opinion and what you've always thought of this series.
Well, I've always aware that it's a must-see game. I mean, if you want to see quality competitive basketball, I mean, where else first and foremost go in it but Indiana? But then New Albany, Jeff, it's the main event, the prime time ticket that everybody wants to try to be a part of. I was fortunate enough, you know, on my first run around here 15 years ago as an assistant to actually get a firsthand experience of it. And at the time, New Albany hosted as well, and it was a packed house. It was rocking. I mean, I think it was, felt like it was 80, 90 degrees up in there, and you know, it's an environment like no other. So I tell people I know, hey, you think you know what it is, you can describe it as a high school game, but until you've actually been to one of those games, it just, words don't put it in, don't describe it very well.
Coach Moore, how different has it been, or has there been a surreal moment this week when you think, gosh, I'm preparing my team here at Jeff, not just for another big weekend of competitive games, but for the New Albany Jeff game as the head coach? Has that thought crossed your mind? It's got to be a little different feeling, maybe a little more pressure, I would have to assume, for you and Coach Shannon in those head coaching positions.
Well, you know, not really. I can only speak for myself. I mean, not so much pressure. I mean, obviously, I'm aware of the magnitude of the game. This is a game, you know, when you talk to people, it's comparable to Kentucky, Louisville, or Michigan, Ohio State. You know, this is the game that your fan base, your supporters, and your alumni win that game. And I'm sure it's no different for the Albany fan base and supporters as well. This is, you know, you have people that have grown up and alumni went to Albany years ago, and that was the big game then. They always put a circle on their calendars if they're out of area and they happen to be back. This is the game, calling to find out who won the game. And so, but for us, we've been approaching just like we have for pretty much all of our other games. I think our guys have seemed to be pretty even keeled this week. I was actually preparing myself beginning of the week that there would be a lot of hype and going in, but it's been pretty low key. You know, dare I say that, knock on wood, to this point with our guys, how they approach it. I mean, they brought good energy to practice. You know, as a coach, I mean, personally, it would have been great to have, you know, like so many of our other weeks, just a game early in the week where you can just, you know, you prepare, you play, you prepare, and you get. And this has been one here. You got 5 days going into it, six actually since our last game, and so, you know. But that's the nature of the beast.
Yeah, Chris Moore, head coach at Jeffersonville, entering his first Jeff New Albany rivalry as head coach Friday night at the Doghouse. Coach, let's jump into some more things about your team. I think every conversation that we have had, maybe dating all the way back to when you were hired as the head coach earlier in the fall, we've discussed this schedule for the Red Devils and how basically each and every week throughout the season there are some very interesting, some very tough, and some very unique challenges on the Red Devils' schedule this year. You enter this game Friday with a 7-4 record, and I think anyone that's followed the game in the area this year knows how talented your Jeffersonville team is. You guys can say that you've defeated some really good teams, and those four losses have come at the hands of really quality basketball teams as well. As we enter the new year and make that stretch toward the postseason here over the next month and a half or so, you've got to feel like this team already has been battle-tested to a certain degree.
They have been, I feel. You know, we had to come out of the gate, obviously, and, you know, play a very good Cincinnati Woodward team. And this, as you pointed out, the schedule has not, you know, softened up at all in that regard. But that's not to make any excuses at all. I mean, I honestly wouldn't have it any other way. I think 99 other guys have to approach each game that way, as a kind of elimination games per se. You know, they have to play at their highest level, and I've been pleased with how they've come out most nights. You know, we have stumbled a few times, as you pointed out. But our guys also, I mean, you're telling them, hey, look at the game, look at the teams that you've stumbled against. You know, you've got three state championship teams and a team which finished number two in the state of Kentucky last year. And our guys know that, hey, there were missteps that we made that were all self-inflicted, that we could have won those games, been in a position to win those games. I mean, whether it was be just making a few free throws, you know, in a situation here or there, or just a box out, or another rebound, you know, the guys have played unbelievably hard, and I couldn't be happier with the effort they've given almost all night, you know, in that regard. So, you know, and as the year goes on, here you are at the midway point pretty much. You want to you know, get better each night and have your team ready for February and March is where it's any, whether it's high school, college, or anywhere else. That's the thing. You know, I think we're not the same team we were 6 weeks ago, but I think as we continue to improve, we certainly will be better and be even better than we are right now.
Coach Moore, let's go through some recent games for the Red Devils. Since we spoke last, you guys found success up in Kokomo over the holidays. You took your team up there for a holiday tournament, played three games in 2 days, Valparaiso and two South Bend teams, South Bend, Washington, and South Bend Adams. I know sometime the chance to get away, to do some team bonding, but also to play some different opponents can be a welcome thing, especially when you have some time off over the holidays. That trip ended in a championship at that Kokomo tournament, so I'm sure you have to classify that one as a big success for your team.
It was good. It was really good, particularly coming off a really emotional, competitive game like the Silver Creek game just before the break. You know, another one, like I said, that was a one-point loss there that the guys really took personal, that they let one get away. And, you know, now you've got a few days off for Christmas and you have to come right back, travel, and get your heads right. And I was really proud of the guys, how they, you know, they approached it, you know, how we prepared before going up there and then the travel up there, and to be able to play three quality opponents within a 36-hour period, you know, because you have a short turnaround, short preparation time. I thought all of our guys, not just our starters, but everyone who came off the bench as well, contributed, and that was one thing we pointed out. You know, our bench was tremendous on that trip. You know, there were guys that, like you always tell your players, hey, be ready. You don't know your number's going to be called, and we and each of those games, there was somebody that got their number called and got in and contributed. And our guys, I can't say enough about just how happy and proud I am of how they support each other. I mean, our starters, when those other guys are in the game, they're right there. They're first to be up there and happy about it, how they're bringing energy and how they're competing. And our bench is all, there's not a selfish moment with any of our guys that we have at this point. I think that was a big part of us succeeding up there, and it's continuing to grow with that. It's going to be a part of how successful we are moving forward.
Chris Moore of Jeffersonville joining me on this big rivalry week, New Albany and Jeffersonville. Since the holiday tournament in Kokomo last week on Thursday, you went back to Indianapolis. You played a very athletic and fast-tempoed Addicts, Christmas Addicts team, which is another legendary program in our state. Then you came back on Saturday at Johnson Arena and played almost the polar opposite. Tell City, who wanted to slow it down, basically at some points going into a full delay game. Quite polar opposites you guys experienced last week, and you were able to come out of that Tell City game with a win, Christmas Addicts game without a win, but a very close and competitive game that I'm sure offered some good experience. That really was kind of two different worlds there over a few days for your team, experiencing different environments and different styles.
It was. But as you pointed out initially, they're total different teams. But our guys also, that was, if I had to have one, as much as I praise that energy they brought all year in competitiveness, and we talked about this the next day after Addicts game, is that was one game we didn't bring the energy to start for that game, and that's on me. I mean, that's on me as far as have those guys up and ready night in, night out. I mean, I think our guys also were disappointed that we accomplished a couple of our goals in that game. I mean, I think a year ago we gave up, you know, I think 95 points to them here at home, but we wanted to make a point to limit them under their average, because their team likes to get up and down and go, and they average close to 80 points a game, and we did hold them under that somewhat. But even with that, heck, we've been on our A game, and really come with the energy we came out for some of these games earlier in the year, we could have been more effective in that regard defensively. And so that, and I was, our players, our captains pointed that out. They afterwards they knew that that was an opportunity loss, and they didn't bring their best game forward. So, you know, our job at that point was to turn around and try to respond two nights later against on that following Saturday night game, you know. But like you said, it's a different opponent there with Tell City because they were going to slow it down. They played a lot of zone. There were a lot of double teams in there on Trey Coleman. So some other guys had to find other ways to get our offense, you know, moving. And I thought we were effective in that regard.
Coach Moore of Jeffersonville joining me, Coach, as we finish out this interview in advance of this big game on Friday night. Your thoughts on this New Albany team that your Devils will match up with at the Doghouse?
I'm their experienced team. I just watched them in film this week. They can score the ball, you know, in a few different ways. In transition, they've got quite a few guys that can shoot the ball. You know, I was really impressed with guys like Stanton, you know, and the Hunter kid who just got back as well. It helps brings another dynamic to him as well. And I think Horrigan he's a tough matchup. You know, he's a guy that can hurt you in the paint, but he's also a guy that can stretch the floor, you know, if you're not on top of it and have your defensive game as well. So Stanton and Horrigan are and along with Bibbins, you know, are we're going to have our hands full just trying to contain them. And I'm sure they're going to be excited and have their fan base up right there in their home gym as well. So if we're not on top of it, you know, just communicating and defensively, you know, it could be a long night.
Chris Moore, head coach at Jeffersonville. Coach Moore, always fun to catch up. Best of luck to you and the Red Devils. And this is a great rivalry for the area. Glad to have you a part of it. And we'll look for you Friday at the game.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
The Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show continues. In the next segment, we'll talk more about the Jeffersonville-New Albany rivalry. And also Steve Kerberg, head coach of Christian Academy. He joins us to talk about lots of success for the Warriors, who have some big hopes at the 1A level in high school basketball here in Clark and Floyd counties. The Tip-Off Show brought to you each week by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. They've been providing experienced, dependable, reliable sales, service, and installation to all of Southern Indiana since 1953. We'll head to a break. We're back with segment number three. It's the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show on the Big X Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show with Matt Dennison. Previewing this week's big games in Clark and Floyd counties, the Tip-Off Show is brought to you by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling, serving Southern Indiana since 1953. Here's Matt Dennison.
And welcome back. Final segment on this week's Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. Congratulations to Southern Indiana's Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling on 50 years of being a Better Business Bureau accredited business here in the area. In this final segment, Steve Kerberg, he's the head coach at Christian Academy. He joins me to talk lots of basketball. We're going to talk some Christian Academy hoops to start off. His team has been very, very active over the holiday period. We're going to talk about some of his players. And Steve's just a good basketball guy here in the area as well. We enjoy talking hoops at all levels. And Steve has participated in the New Albany-Jeff rivalry game as an assistant coach for a number of years at Jeff before he was at Christian Academy. So we're even going to cover some of that. And then Steve's going to be keeping a watchful eye on the Jeff-New Albany game because the Warriors do not play Friday, and their next game is Saturday when they take on Jeffersonville. So you can imagine Coach Kerberg will have a watchful eye on the big rivalry game here in the area this week. Coach Kerberg, always great to talk basketball, always great to catch up. And I know that you have been a very busy guy from December 20th through now. You played seven games over the holidays, essentially. You guys had lots of games, lots of experience there for your team as you bring them together, and a lot of successes in that time as well.
Absolutely. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it was busy. It was something that I look forward to as a teacher to get the break for Christmas break, and then played seven games over the break. So we were extremely busy starting right off the bat. That Friday we got off. We played homecoming game against South Central, got the win there, and then lost a tough one to Paoli in overtime, who I'm really impressed with their team. And then we got to play in two holiday tournaments I'm sure we'll get a chance to talk about.
I know that you wanted to challenge this Christian Academy team you've had for a number of years, lots of underclassmen. Now you see those underclassmen become seniors and become experienced varsity players. So this is a year to go out and maybe experience some different stuff. And you've taken on LaRue County as part of the Indiana-Kentucky Challenge Cup that the Coaches Association's put together. And then the Forest Park Tournament, which you guys won right after Christmas, and then you participated in a four-team, kind of a regional-like format last week down at Southridge. And I want to start with the Forest Park Tournament. I know that was a great few days for your team. You defeated North Knox, you defeated Forest Park, and you defeated 4A East Central en route to the tournament championship. And I think anytime you can get that type of momentum going, playing very quality ball clubs with lots of history and playing some bigger schools as well, it's a good thing for you. And you guys came through that Forest Park event in flying colors and won it.
Yeah, it was a great experience for us. It's our third year playing in that tournament, and every year there's really good teams. And we were fortunate enough to get off to a win against North Knox, and they have a brand-new coach this year, and they're a younger team, and they gave us a nice challenge right off the bat. And went into play the second game against Forest Park at Forest Park, and they sell thousands of season tickets a year. That is a cool place for any basketball fan to ever get to visit, is their one of their home games. So we got to beat them on their home floor. Probably clicked like I've been waiting for us to click all year. We shot the ball really well. I think that's one of the keys to our team. If we're shooting the basketball well, which we can't always control, we defended really, really well. And then we were able to beat 4A East Central in the championship. And that was a big win for us. They're in the same sectionals, Bloomington South and Bloomington North and Columbus North. And that's a great win for our program. And then the following weekend, we were at Southridge and played at that historic gymnasium. That was a really cool experience. Lost to Southridge, who's really well coached. And it was a tie game with 3 minutes to go. And they have a kid, Colson Montgomery, who is one of the best players, I would say, probably in the state as a junior. He's an incredible basketball player. He took over the game late, and we weren't able to win that one. And then for our loss, we got Linton Stockton, who was number one in 2A last week or a week or two ago, and that was a competitive game. We had a 4 or 5 point lead late in the second half, and they were able to pull away at the end, and we had to foul at the end. I think we lost by 12-13 range, but it was a really good basketball game. Really impressed with them. They have a kid going to Indiana State, and another kid that hit 9 threes against us, which was a school record. So, I don't know. We're playing a really tough schedule, and our goal is not to just show up and play these really good teams close. We were a possession away from beating Floyd this year, and same with Paoli. They lost in overtime and several of these other games. And I don't know. It gets frustrating when you get so close, but we feel like our big thing is not our record. It's are we getting better every week? And I can say with confidence, specifically this week, these guys are locked in and preparing for Jeffersonville on Saturday.
Steve Kerberg of Christian Academy, my guest. And, again, after the Forest Park tournament, this deal at Southridge that you mentioned, two losses for your team against a very good Southridge team who you told me off-air has one of the best players that you've seen maybe so far this season, 53-42 the final score there. And then another loss that same day to a very good Linton Stockton team, 71-58. Even though those are losses, I know that you told me that was still a good day for your program experience-wise because you're playing bigger schools and you're playing some schools that have big aspirations, and some of those have already had success in recent years, like Linton Stockton in the state tournament. And that was a day that was kind of built as you come out of the New Year holiday to mimic a regional feel where you've got two really tough games, whether you won and went to the championship or lost and went to more of a consolation setting that evening. That was kind of meant to gear up for perhaps a regional appearance later in the season for all of those teams.
Yeah, absolutely. The fourth team in the tournament was Bar Reeve, who's number one in 1A right now, so we got to see them twice. They actually won the tournament, so it was good for our guys to see. I think that we're close, but we have a lot to work on, and it excites me to think that we have. I feel like we have a high ceiling to keep improving, and some very specific things that we need to work on. But the tournament, man, they treated us great. The way they welcomed us, and they had rows of tables set up for the press. I mean, everything was set up exactly like a regional would be set up, and that's our goal this year. And we've talked about it all season, is to get back to the Lagodi Regional, which is an incredible 1A regional with the teams that feed into that. But we spent a lot of time. We actually we lost the morning game. We went to dinner or went to lunch. And on our way back, we stopped at Lagodi's gymnasium just as a reminder of that's where we want to be this year. So I hope the trip was worth it for our guys. I think it will be.
Coach Kerberg, I want to talk about some of your outstanding players so far this year. Bailey Conrad continues to do great things. He's got a great average of scoring above 20 points a game for your team so far this season. He's just one of a few we want to talk about. But, boy, he's really a complete player that has come into his own this year and is geared, I think, to have a great finish to his senior campaign.
Absolutely. Played in the Kentucky-Indiana Challenge Cup. He had 35 in that game against perhaps the best team we've played this year. They were really, really talented. LaRue County, he had 30 against Linton-Stockton the other day, 25 against Southridge. He's starting to play his best basketball, and I knew that was going to happen for him. He broke his foot last year and set out a lot of the season, and I think a lot of his college recruitment was a little behind coming into the year. But as I've talked to him and his family, I've encouraged them that he's going to have a great senior year and that his recruitment is going to pick up, and that's what's starting to happen. And I'm going to continue to send out emails and film to college coaches on him, because somebody is going to really get a great player in him. He's just starting to play his best basketball. 6'7", can score it from anywhere on the floor. He's becoming a better defender. He's rebounding the ball really well, and he's a winner. I just can't speak higher of him. He's really, specifically again this week, working really, really hard in practice. And that, you know, as our team goes, that's one thing I'll say as a coach. It's great to play those games over the holidays and play 7 games in a couple weeks or whatever it was. But this lengthy time at practice, like not having a game this Friday night, I'm seeing us really improve to have those practice. And I'm seeing individuals like Bailey improve. He's really worked on his footwork this week, and I'm expecting a big end of the season for him.
Steve Kerberg, Christian Academy, joining me on the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show, presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. We can't go too far in about talking about Warrior basketball without bringing up your point guard, T.J. Proctor. He has had a terrific year as well, and I thought even in that opening game against Floyd Central, he kind of made his mark for what type of season he could potentially have, and by all accounts, he's had that type of season so far.
Yeah, I would put him in the conversation with most of the guards in the area. He's just we don't have to worry as much about being pressured because he can take care of the ball so well. Such a physically strong guard, but he has speed with that and athleticism to be able to finish around the rim. His shot's improved tremendously this season. I think, you know, he guarded the Hale kid from Linton-Stockton last week, who's a Division I recruit, and did a very, very good job on him. He's that kind of defender for us. So he's just a well-rounded player for us. He runs our system well. If you've watched him play in a game, he's like a coach on the floor for us. He runs our stuff. And again, another player that's going to be a really nice player at the next level. I think he's kind of under the radar a little bit too. So I expect his recruitment to pick up here at the end of the season with the season that he's had this year.
Steve Kerberg of Christian Academy joining me. I want to, before we close out here, and again, it's always fun to talk about your team and lots of opportunities ahead for Christian Academy, but you are truly a great basketball person for the area as well. And we have lots of conversations on and off air about the game in our area. And you appreciate the history of things as well. And I know that the Jeff New Albany series is something that, even though you're not associated with either of those schools, means a great deal to you as a basketball coach in this area. And you had even told me some stories when you were JV coach and freshman coach for the Red Devils about how much the game meant to you. I'm curious, as we head into this week's game, I know you're watching the Red Devils from a scouting perspective because you guys play them on Saturday, but maybe as someone that really gets the area, talk about this game and what you think it means and how important it is for the area and what makes it so special.
Well, there's nothing like it, in my opinion, and I've seen basketball all around the state. And my first year at Jeffersonville, we won 23 games in a row that year when I was an assistant there, and we had the likes of Jeremy Kendall and Antonio Ballard and guys that a lot of your listeners will be familiar with. But we played at New Albany that year, and I can remember driving into New Albany and coming down in onto Spring Street and seeing the sign, you know, you're coming into New Albany, and I got goosebumps, man. I couldn't wait to be a part of that series for the first time. You know, we were fortunate enough to win that game that year, but Coach Shannon does such a great job, and both teams are so talented this year. I think it's going to be a great game. But when I was coaching the younger guys at Jeff, I would try to instill in them how important the series was, and I would print up things with facts on it about the series, you know, the rivalry, just about the history of it. And I wanted those guys to understand it too. And it's just special, and every player and every coach and every official and every administrator, every fan that gets to be a part of this game or any of those games is a part of something that's I think they'll look back later in life and realize how special it is to Southern Indiana and unique. I mean, even around the country, as people look in and what we have here with Indiana basketball.
Steve Kerberg, Christian Academy coach, good luck in your game Saturday night. Appreciate your time joining us today. Best of luck.
Hey, thank you very much, Matt. You have a great day.
And that's going to wrap things up on the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show for this week. And, of course, we wanted to talk with Coach Kerberg not only about his team and their upcoming game against the Red Devils, but about this big Jeff New Albany game as well. Lots of fun. It's one of the great rivalries in our area and in our state. And, obviously, it's going to dominate a lot of our discussion in this show heading into that game. Going to be a fun one at the Doghouse. Get your tickets. Sold out, expected. Should be a good one. Always a good one when Jeff and New Albany hook up. We do this each week. You can catch it Thursday night and then again Friday as we head into our high school game of the week play-by-play coverage here on the Big X. And, of course, I wouldn't be remiss if I didn't say our thoughts and prayers to Charlie Jenkins, longtime broadcaster of high school sports here on the Big X and in Southern Indiana, for all that he meant to our area during his lengthy career. Have a great weekend. Back with you next week. It's the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show on the Big X Sports Radio.